Episode 896, Love is Patient.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you had a glorious week. It is now time for you. It is the weekend. Yes, that means you can relax, you can chill out, you can head to the pool, maybe you're off to the beach. But before you go too far, we're talking about relationship builders. Love is patient. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It's about love today. And with our relationship builders, we've been working on this here over the last few weeks. We've gone through it. So if you're not sure, go back and I will put some of those in the show notes for you. Maybe you haven't listened, you know, things are crazy. It's summertime. That's fine. No big deal. But it's important that we begin to build these cornerstones up. We are shortchanging our marriages when we refuse that love is patient. In 1 Corinthians 13:4, it says, love is patient. Love is kind. Right there, right off the bat. Love is a verb. It requires action on your part. When you say I do, and we talked about that too, it's not just I do, it's we do. You are agreeing to participate in the relationship. It's a participatory action. Say that three times fast. It takes you to do something. It didn't say I sit, I'm going to wait, you serve me. I mean, is that really what our vows mean? If you begin to break it down, listen to the words we say, I do, it's we do. It's what? It's shared. So love is patient. And love is that action. It's taking action. Now, when you hear love is patient, what does that really mean? Well, let's break it down. You know me. I don't want to talk about something and I don't want you assuming that I'm speaking of one definition that you have in your mind and I'm using a totally different definition. So let's clarify that right now. Patience is an adjective, patient. That describes your love, okay, your agape. You are called to have patient love. So if we say love is patient in the Bible, that means we've got to have patient love. So what does that really mean? Well, Webster says it's to be able to tolerate or to accept delays, problems, or sufferings without becoming annoyed or anxious. Love is able to do that. Love is able to tolerate. Love is able to accept delays, problems, not being able to pay our bills, not getting the job that we want, not having the house clean. Love is able to tolerate when the laundry is not finished, when dinner isn't served on the table, when your spouse comes home late from work. Love is patient. And love is patient is a twofold. You have to look at it from your reflection, what it means for you, and what it means for your spouse, your partner. It's a double-edged sword. And that double-edged sword, it can hurt you. In other words, it cuts deep. Are you fulfilling this love is patient? Now, I want you to be honest here. Are you really doing it? And are you even trying? I think a lot of us are very quick to say, oh, I'm doing it. Love is patient. Have you seen my to-do list? I've been waiting for 5 years for him to finish it. That's not what I'm talking about. Because right there, you're not being patient. Things have come up. What about your to-do list? What does that look like? Not the one that you set up for yourself, but the one that he has set up for you. You see, there's two sides to this in a marriage. It's a twofold. Think of it as a double-edged sword. It takes two. But when that happens, what does that mean? It cuts deeper. The wounds are greater. And when you have love involved, it hurts even more. Why? Why is that? Well, because we all want and desire and need to be loved. That's a foundational emotion feeling that we want to have in our lives. God created us for that. He wanted to what? God is love. He wanted to share that with us. If God is love And love is patient. That means God is patient. So are you having that within your marriage? Are you even trying? Because it's really, truly that vital in your relationship. And you can't keep score. You can't be like, oh, well, he did this, this, and this, and I forgave him, and I haven't pestered him. And so, you know, I'm due for a couple, aren't I? It's not about keeping score. It's not, oh, it's his turn, now it's my turn. It's I do. We do. It's taking action. You have to look at your love actions. What do they represent? Only you can answer that. I wish it would be as simple as, you know, getting that nice little crystal ball and going, ooh, what you see here, my friend. You know, no, it's not that easy. Because only you two live within those four walls. Only you all can answer these tough questions. And yeah, they're tough. And I got to tell you, there are times I do really, 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 really good at being patient. And there are other times that I have more than failed. You might as well bury me because I more than fall short. And I kick myself afterwards. I'm like, come on, Christiane, you know this. You know you're supposed to be tolerable. You know you're supposed to be that, you know, giving that extra. And you're like, but I give all the time. Yeah, so do I. But we're still to do it. Does God give all the time? Is God patient with us? Man, I'm sure he's up there going, you know what, girl? I have been waiting on you to get this right, and it's taken you 10 years. And I wanted it done in 5. It's everything on God's timeline. But in our busyness, in our craziness, with having kids, trying to build a career, build a business, maybe we squeeze in our marriage. If that's how you're operating, you're suffocating it. You're drowning it. And that's a horrible thing. But it's a reality that we need to look at, and we need to be serious about looking at it. Love is patient. I'm not perfect at it, but I know that is what I need to go for all the time. That's what I need to strive for. That's like the ultimate of ultimate goals. Love is patient. And it's not just in my marriage. I mean, it goes down to my children. It goes down even to the puppy dogs and the kitty cats. It goes to the stranger. It goes to the ones that are not driving the speed limit in front of you. Speed limit's 55 and they're going 53. And you're ready to get home on a Friday afternoon. Take a deep breath. Love is patient. So if you're really wanting to work on this in your marriage, you want to build it up. You want to have a stronger cornerstone. And having patience in your marriage is, it's a big one. It really is. Because if not, you're kind of leaving it unsettled. It's like you've got more than a cracked foundation. Think about a house, whether you have a basement or not, but it has a strong foundation in it. But what if you left off one little corner or one piece in the middle? It would start what? Sagging, drooping, over time, right, cracking. You would see things shifting in there. That's not good. Same goes with this here, love is patient. So how can you have patience in your marriage? Here is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Listen with God's heart. Listen with God's heart, not your heart. Because your heart isn't good enough. I'm sorry, it's not. Neither is mine. Don't take offense to it. I love you. I truly do. So you got to look at it and say, okay, I got to look at it through God's eyes here. It's God's heart here that I've got to have. Listen with God's heart. Number one, mouth shut, ears open. I can't get any simpler than that. I love that one. Mouth shut, ears open. Sometimes we just need to be quiet. And we need to listen. And we need to listen with God's heart, not our own. Once when we do that, we can go to number two and we can then begin to understand their perspective. Understanding your spouse, where he's coming from. Understanding where your wife is coming from. Saying, oh yeah, Maybe that makes sense. Does it mean you have to agree with them? Did I say that part? No. But you understand their perspective. Most of us are acting out and responding what? With emotion. That's not a good response. That's a reaction. So we have to look at our response. So first off, mouth shut, ears open. Number two, understand their perspective. Because you remember, you're not looking for right or wrong. You're not keeping score. And if you are, break that scoreboard today. You don't need it any longer. And finally, number three, love them where they're at. It's the no strings attached love. None. I don't even like to say like it's unconditional love because everybody's like, well, but it's not. It's more than unconditional. It's agape, is God's love, how he sees it. Love them where they're at. You can only do what you can control. This is what you can control. Listen with God's heart. And really, honestly, stop trying to fix everything. Sometimes when we just listen, we may not have the answer or the answer we really want or the options to choose from. But what we do have is we can have God's heart. And we can respond in a way that what? Love is patient. You want to build upon this cornerstone. Make it stronger. Add some support. Think of like a tiled shower or even a tiled floor. I like to think of a shower because we're talking about a foundation and you're building things up. You've got tile on the floor and you've got tile on the wall. And over time, you know, you've got that caulk in the middle, right? The grout. And over time, the grout will what? Crack. Things begin to settle. It gets old. It gets used. It gets walked on. So is our marriages. It gets old. Time passes. It gets used. We take each other for granted. It gets walked on. We say things we don't mean. And as that happens, these cracks become what? Bigger and bigger and bigger. Love is patient. That's your time to repair, to fill in the cracks, to stabilize it. So what? The water doesn't leak through, so you don't have issues later on throughout your entire marriage. It's vital. Love is patient. Maybe you want some help with this. I would love to chat with you and help you and be specific and talk to you specifically about your situation. Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. There, it'll begin our conversation. It's a complimentary coaching call with me. Yes, with me. You'll hear my voice exactly the same way now. I get a kick out of it. People will say, oh my gosh, you sound the same. I'm like, yes, I sound the same because it's me, okay? You're going to talk to me and I want to help you with that. I know sometimes it's nerve-wracking. I know when I went to counseling and I went to two counselors when our marriage was going, really was more on the rocks. It was done. It was over. And praise the Lord, God healed it and reconciled us. And in that whole transformation and change, it wasn't about him. He was on his own journey, my husband. But I was on my journey. And you know, it was scary making and taking that first step. Like, oh, but I had no choice. If I wanted to fight for my marriage, if I knew that I needed to make some changes, I had to do something that I wasn't doing before. I needed accountability. I needed someone who had experienced that or had counseled in that. I needed some trustworthy people on my team to help me through what I needed to do. And that was to make some tough changes in my life. And it was fabulous. But man, taking that first step, it was scary. Don't be scared. I'm right here for you. My hand is reaching out. My heart is open wide. Click on that link, Take Aim. Try it out. It's complimentary to you. That means what? Free. There's no charge. But what I can guarantee you will receive from this is you'll get a strategy. You'll gain some tools and you'll know how you can begin to take aim in building your relationship or whatever else you want to talk about. I'm there for you. Click on that link. Take aim. Love is patient. When you begin to comprehend the magnitude of that statement, love is patient. Patient love. God is love. That means God is patient. We are called to be the same. You will then see in your marriage and relationship, it'll strengthen. The bond will become stronger and greater. And that's ultimately what you want. No marriage is perfect. Mine's not perfect. But I can tell you that when I apply these strategies, it works. It's not magic, but it works. And God says, love is patient. We do need to listen. I hope you have an extraordinary weekend. Go out and bless someone today. Live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.